This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news that Uber has, for now, won a pair of fights in its longer battle to make sure its drivers are not employees. It agreed to settlements in two states, meaning that Uber drivers can remain independent contractors in at least California and Massachusetts, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Uber agreed to pay $100 million to settle the cases. It'll be spread out over almost 400,000 drivers. Uber also said it hasn't always done a good job working with the drivers. So which side won?
Well, it was a tie so far.
Harry Holzer teaches public policy at Georgetown University.
Either side wanted to run the risk of going to trial, so they settled on something that gave the workers something.
Something more than the cash, too. Uber's no longer able to cut off a driver's right to work as it had in the past. And they're setting up drivers' associations that will meet with the company quarterly. Arun Sundararajan is a business professor at NYU. He says this is just the beginning of the conversation.
There's a growing fraction of the workforce that is really important to the economy, but do not fit into these boxes of full-time employment. And we really have to figure out a way to fund the social safety net for them.
That social safety net he's talking about are things like minimum wage, health insurance, and social security. Right now, Uber doesn't have to worry about any of those. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.